911 to your emergency.
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nelsie Lee.
And I am Danny.
And this week,
I can't deal with Snowline anymore.
Like, we actually can't, we can't not agree on everything.
Listen,
at this point, it's like,
no.
Who am I doing this show with? Because when we started, we agreed on everything.
Yes, until I found out you were yourself a psychopath.
No, I'm not.
You all know.
I like who and I don't like who I don't like.
As we all are aware of the situation that is happening with Ukraine and Russia, please
don't start there. Don't start there. Excuse me.
That's the reason we chose to do the show.
My like for this man started way before World War III.
He has been in power longer than I've been alive, which means he's a totalitarian government.
I love him. He is so secretive, but scary. He's like quiet.
The thing I did
and
find
scary.
Cool, he was in the KGB.
Yeah, he was.
I've done
my research on the man.
Yeah, go live in Russia. Go there. It's fine.
I don't want to go live there, but I like the man. Like, if I were to have dinner with any president, I would choose Putin. I'm sorry. I'm not choosing freaking...
I'm choosing...
I was about to say Bill Gates. Who's the president of America?
Joe Biden.
That guy. I'm not choosing Joe Biden. Like, I'm choosing Putin. I'm not choosing Cyril. I'm so sorry.
I'm going for dinner with the president of Ukraine. That man has my full respect.
Okay.
Did you know Miss Ukraine is
Me
also fighting
Me and Putin will be sitting at the table beside you guys while, like, you guys sit in fear. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I like Putin.
So
I do.
She hates the Queen and likes Putin. You can see
no,
the
no,
problem.
No.
Anyway.
Don't bring the two together.
Did you see Miss Ukraine is also fighting in the front lines?
What is she doing? What is she going to do?
She's there with a gun shooting Russian soldiers.
Okay. If I did meet with Putin, though, I'd try reason him out of doing the war thing. Like, I don't like him because he's, like, bombing the heck out of people, even though he is making our times interesting times.
So, I mean, I agree. It's very interesting times. Very exciting to be living through. But, like, this is the same thing as us being in 1940 and you saying, oh, yeah, Stalin's my bestie.
I didn't like Stalin, though. I didn't like him as a person. I like Putin as a person. I feel like everybody deserves a chance.
Oh, so now when
How about innocent until proven guilty?
Has he not bombed Ukraine? Has he not invaded a country?
Stop it. You make excuses for the Queen and now you're not giving Putin a chance.
Someone kick her out the studio.
Oh my gosh. I am
I
such an antagonist. Listen, guys, I like who I like and I don't like who I don't like. I don't like the Queen. She's evil.
Fine.
She's
well,
mean.
We will see after this show. Okay, today we thought, since the topic of war crime has been in the news, we thought we'd take a look into human history and look at the some of the most heinous war crimes committed as well as the most evil war criminals ever to walk the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And some of these, I mean, I think the most obvious act of war crime was the Holocaust.
Yeah.
That people know about. If you don't believe in the Holocaust, please go and jump off a cliff. No, I'm kidding. Not really, but I think it's so rude when people are like, the Holocaust didn't happen.
I don't get people that say that.
So
it's
you're
like,
telling
what
me
do
those
you want?
6 million people died for you to be like, oh, it was faked.
Do you understand? It's just like saying the Queen is a good person.
Not the same thing.
Definitely on the same level.
My goodness. Anyway, so basically we'll give you just a definition of what war crimes is, because the term war crime is actually quite hard to define. It first came out in the Civil War in America with President Abraham Lincoln, called the Instructions for Government of Armies of the United States in the Field. And basically it prohibited violence committed against persons in an invaded country, including rape, maiming, murder, all which carried the penalty of death. But more recently it's kind of become more broad of a term. And there is now the International Criminal Court. And things include international killing civilians or prisoners of war, torture, taking hostages, unnecessary destroying civilian property, deception by perfidy. I don't know what perfidy is.
But for now, you can go on.
Wartime sexual violence, pillaging, the conscription of children into the military, committing genocide of or ethnic cleansing, and then basically, if they surrender and you don't then give them, you still kill them anyway.
Perfidy is a state of being which is deceitful or untrustworthy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So, Putin.
Sorry.
So the worst war crimes, you've got four for you.
Thank you. And Putin's not even here, so please don't even play with the man.
I could have put him here.
But he's not here. He's not one of the top four worst.
I didn't choose the top four worst. I just chose four.
Vladimir Putin. I hope I said your name correctly.
Okay, when she gets...
If you are listening to me, my sir, can we please go out for dinner? Please don't bring any guns, no weapons, no nothing. Like, I'm just saying, I'd love to get into your brain.
This
just
is how
in
you
conversation.
Were speaking about and asking those South African heist...
I told them to stay away from me.
Come and propose.
I told them to stay away. If you don't know what Decode is, please go on YouTube,
yes,
ActiveFM, and go and watch Decode
already?
So you can see our faces and hear our opinions.
Yeah, if you don't know what we look like.
Yes.
Which is also a crime in itself. No, I'm kidding. So the first one we have is the T4 euthanasia program. So this was started in August 1939. We basically, healthcare workers in Germany were given this instruction by the government. And it said that any infants and or people under the age of 3 who appeared to suffer from severe mental or physical disabilities were basically... told to be sent to this pediatric clinic in Germany and in Austria for treatment, when in reality, the children being sent to the clinics were not being helped, they were being killed. The program was started by the one, the only Adolf Hitler, and was called the T4 program, coming from its address, which I'm not even going to try pronounce that German word. Would you like to?
Tiergartenstrasse.
Yeah, four. That one. So T4 essentially created a death panel which had these physicians who were given the authority to see who lived and who survived. And, I mean, even in concentration camps when you got off the trains, you were put in a line and the doctor would go right, left after examining you. And the left, I don't know which one, but one of the sides went to the gas chambers and the other side went into the camp. So, again, it's basically playing God, saying who gets to live and who gets to die. The whole idea was that people with disabilities weren't capable of work and they were seen as basically a burden to society. So they wanted to be like, society would be better off without them because it's less mouths to feed and we have actual workers. So that was the whole point. You know what this is playing very close on, which is that one of the things I don't agree with is, you know, when doctors tell women to abort their babies if they've got like Down syndrome or are going to be born blind because they're basically just useless mouths to feed, which is essentially the same thing they were doing here, but we allow that to happen. But anyway, in these clinics, they were shipped into... they were shipped off and then they entered into shower facilities where they were gassed. Their dead bodies were then put in an oven, they were burnt, and their ashes were sent back to their families with a falsified account of their death. Okay, and the U.S. Holocaust Museum estimates that it killed 5,000 disabled people in its first few years, and it was Germany's first mass killing program, which came before the concentration camps a few years later.
Okay, I can say that I don't like Hitler as a person.
Oh, my goodness.
But I do find him intriguing. I mean, into his mind would be incredible.
I mean, to understand how you could give this order.
Yeah.
To be like, kill helpless children.
Yeah.
Just because they, like, don't have an arm or are deaf or something like that. I mean... that's ridiculous. The next one is Unit 731. So between 1937 and 1945, the Imperial Japanese Army conducted lethal human experiments in northwest China on mostly Chinese and Russian citizens. Basically, there were about 3,000 workers, but it was created by Lieutenant General Ishishiro, again, I don't speak Japanese, so I apologize. Shiro hoped that he would use his knowledge for science to help make Japan a global power. And then the government also took interest in biological weapons following 1925. Officially, the tests were conducted to develop new treatments for medical programs. However, this is actually what happened. They bisected prisoners without anesthesia, so basically operated on them while they were alive and awake, injected diseases such as syphilis, anthrax, and gonorrhea into victims, raped women and conducted experiments on their fetuses, used prisoners as human targets for grenades, burned people alive, and dropped plague-carrying fleas into Chinese villages to study how quickly the disease spread.
China's always been a crazy place. Like, if there's one place that is not on my list to go visit, it's China.
But these are the Japs. These weren't Chinese.
Yeah. Russia, I'm going.
Oh, I also want to go to Russia. But not for Putin.
Oh,
the history.
Who do you think the president is there?
I will go when he's in
He's not going to prison. World powers, you better not put this man in prison.
Okay, so, but I mean, imagine injecting people with diseases and, over the period of time, 3,000 to 250,000 people died at a single camp. Okay.
That's sad.
And what was most disturbing, as it wasn't even just the researchers of the actual unit, as doctors found these as normal practices. So doctors you used to see, if you had the flu, you might be subject to said procedures.
Yeah.
However, this is what makes me so mad. Unit 731 researchers never stood trial for their war crimes. Instead, the United States were eager to beat the Soviet Union in the global arms race, granted them immunity if they gave them the research.
So I don't like stuff like this, man.
I feel like America should be also tried for war crimes there, if you ask me.
No, they honestly are worse than Putin.
No.
I know we're looking at, not Bill Gates, this man's name again. Joe Biden. There we go. I know people look at Joe Biden as some sort of hero. I hope Bill Gates doesn't get into power. I don't know why he's on my mind. But America, when it comes to war crimes, has committed the most war crimes.
Yeah, no, I agree. Anyway, two declassified government documents reveal the U.S. eventually paid over $2.3 million for the data. And they did the similar things with the Nazi researchers. They also granted them amnesty in order to get the research. Some Nazi scientists went to work for NASA. Yeah. Then we have Camp Sumter, which was in the U.S. Civil War. And 620,000 lives were lost in the war, yet only one man was tried for war crimes. His name was Henry Wirz, and he was a Confederate commander of Georgia's Camp Sumter. The conditions of the camp were shocking. Okay, the camp was supposed to house 10,000 inmates, where they crammed in 32,000. So over, it's triple the population.
Yeah.
Okay, food was scarce, so prisoners starved. There was also awful sanitation, and it meant the men had to drink from the river, which people used to then wash and do their business in. So you can imagine. Then they got sick with diarrhea and all that kind of stuff. And if the diseases didn't kill the inmates, there were also gangs who would then steal each other's stuff, as well as sometimes if the guards got bored, they'd just shoot the prisoners from the balcony of...
What kind of boredom?
Camp. Yeah.
Like, what kind of boredom?
Approximately 900 prisoners died each month.
That's hectic.
900 people a month. Like, insane. Our next and last war crime before we go on to the war criminals was the Congo Wars. So at the end of the 20th century, the nation descended into decades-long civil war, mostly known for its human trafficking, its child slavery, and its child soldiers. It was also known for cannibalism. And especially for mass rape. Okay, the use of rape was so widespread that the UN decided to consider it as an instrument of war. In 2011, American Journal of Public Health found that up to 1.8 million women in Congo had been raped, which is averaging 48 women per hour.
Oh, that's hectic.
Can you imagine? Okay. And it was basically to instill fear, encourage abandonment of property, and also collapse the domestic relations. And the victims could be as young as 18 months and as old as 80.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm. For some instances, families were forced to watch. Filmmaker Fiona Lloyd Davis spent time in Congo to make a film, and she said, and I'm going to quote her, "Women told me how they expected to be raped, not once but many times. The women I met spoke of gang rapes 3 or 4 times. Sometimes it was only 2 soldiers, more often gangs of men, 10, 20, over and over again." Okay, wow. She met one woman who... her and her daughters were raped by soldiers. Her husband was murdered, and she was forced to eat her husband's private parts.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
The war officially ended in 2013, and at the time, 5 million had perished in the war. 1 year later, 39 men were put on trial for at least 130 counts of rape, and over 1,000 victims came to offer testimony. Only 2 men were ever convicted, for each one individual rape. So there's been no justice there.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, 39 men is pathetic.
48 women per hour. Yeah. And you're telling me you could convict 5?
No.
Two men!
No. That's rubbish.
That's not justice.
That is rubbish.
It's rubbish. Okay, so those are some of the worst war crimes. I was shocked researching them. Like, you know when you just sit there and you're like, what is humanity? Why am I part of this race?
Right.
So now we're going to look at some of the worst war criminals, and most of them come from World War II. Are we surprised? Oh, shut up. So the first is Adolf Eichmann, and he was basically the
Adolf
main...
Hitler's brother. I'm joking.
Did Hitler have a brother?
I don't know what he meant. But then
he was the main architect of the Holocaust. He was entrusted of orchestrating the mass deportation and extermination of the 6 million European Jews. At the end of the war, he said, and I quote, he would leap laughing into the grave because the feeling of having 5 million people on his conscience would be for him a source of extraordinary satisfaction. How messed up do you have to be?
I think he honestly thought he was doing a good thing, hey?
Well, he was... I want to know, because, like, the Nazis did some, like, really cruel things.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it like, begs the question, how did one place have such a large amount of criminally insane? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is it the fact that now that you... when you're able to do it, you see more people being like, ooh, let's do what... the worst we can. You get what I'm saying?
Probably. But also they probably thought they were doing the work of God. I mean, that's motivation. Paul in the Bible kills Christians.
Okay, I suppose that's also true.
Yeah.
During the Nuremberg trials, he fled to Austria. He fled from Austria to Argentina. He was captured by Mossad, which is Israel's intelligence agency, taken to Israel and publicly hanged in 1962.
Do you think he was smiling as he died?
Probably.
Yep.
We then have Amon Goth, who, if you've watched Schindler's List, you'll know him. He's one of the main antagonists. Have you watched Schindler's List? Of course not, because you don't watch good movies. Anyway,
he was basically
Hitler's number one hitman. He was personally responsible for the murder of an untold number of Jews. He was the first person ever to be convicted of homicide as a war crime. During the time as commandant of the Krakow Plaza concentration camp in Poland, he made a living murdering Jews and other victims of the concentration camp. He had 2 dogs, Rolf and Ralf, whom he trained.
Who decided to add that there?
I don't know.
Does that make him cooler?
He trained them to tear inmates apart.
Okay.
Yep. He once shot a Jewish cook because he made his soup too hot. On dozens of occasions, Goth would perch quietly on his office and shoot workers from the window if they rested or appeared slow.
Heck.
In 1946, he was tried in the Supreme National Tribunal of Poland, sentenced to hanging, and his last words from the gallows were, "Hail Hitler."
See, when I get into Hitler's mind, I mean, what kind of loyalty did he inspire?
I mean, imagine, our concentration is scary enough. I've been to a concentration camp. There are... Yeah. It's ridiculous. Now to know that if you're working slow, that man could be sniper.
Do you understand?
Sniper
just watching you like, pow. That's crazy.
Okay, the next one is Omar al-Bashir. Okay, and since 19... 1989, he has been the president of Sudan. He has been accused of war crimes involving the killing of 300,000 non-Arabs during the Darfur conflict, and the world witnessed a whole bunch of rape, torture, and on a massive scale. He has been, well, the International Criminal Court has issued two warrants for his arrest, but he has eluded prosecution for the past several years.
Is he still president?
I have no idea.
Because it's since 1989.
Probably. You can search that. The next one is Ilse Koch, and she's also from World War II. She was known as the Witch from Buckingwald.
I know who's the other witch from Buckingham.
Did I say Buckingham? I said Buckingham.
Oh, it was close.
I don't understand why we're friends. Ilse became a guard and secretary of the Sachsenhausen, again, I can't speak German, concentration camp near Berlin in 1936, where she then transferred to Buckingham a few years later, yeah?
He was president until 2019. That's pretty recent. That's crazy. Okay.
She quickly cultivated a reputation for a sadistic lust for killing. Rumors have stated that she used to walk around the camp naked, and if anyone so much as looked at her, she would whip them.
What?
Ilse was one of the first Nazis tried for war crimes. She also ordered the execution of Jewish prisoners with distinctive tattoos so she could skin them and keep them body art as souvenirs. I'm just looking at Nolene's face.
I can't. Who is this woman?
Some sources claim she had made a lampshade out of human skin, but it was never proven. This is Edward Gein a second time. Ilse was arrested in June 1945, received a life sentence, and then she committed suicide in prison in 1967.
I know, they should have killed her.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry, this is the first time I'm like 100% they should have killed this woman. Like, how can you wait for her to take her own life?
You know what's so sad, though, is how many of the top Nazis, the like the evil, evil doctors and stuff like that, actually escaped and were never caught.
Yeah.
I mean, they fled and...
I'm pretty the world sure was so Hitler fled and died so somewhere safe.
What's nice. It called? Caught up in the Cold War, they just kind of... Yeah. Our last one is Charles Taylor, and he basically began his reign as president of Liberia in 1997. He brought the nation to the brink during the Sierra Leone Civil War, and in April 2012, he was found guilty of 11 war crimes against humanity, which included slavery, murder, and the recruitment of child soldiers, and he was sentenced to 50 years in prison. I feel like, though, the worst are the Nazis. Like, I feel like they were just...
Like, I'm seeing Nazi everywhere.
But you see, that was my question, right? It's like, how come we saw so many of these people? Like, I'm German, so, like, did the German people just have a special, like...
You were.
Lust for you were. This, or...
You said you were.
What? Hmm? I am German. Well, my family...
See, this is where my problem resides. If you do watch Decode, you know that this lady is from South Africa, which means that she's from...
Okay, you know what? Just stop talking.
Wait, what were the three things you were from South Africa? Go watch it on YouTube. But anyway, now she adds on the fact that she's German.
You understand?
And I'm supposed to come here next week and record.
You understand my question, though. How is it that this nation had so many of these people this evil? Or is it because the fact now they had the freedom to be evil, many people took the opportunity?
I think also, if you look at the brainwashing that Hitler put in...
That is also true.
He trained these people to be this way. So by the time they were older...
But these were old people. These people like were Hitler's age. I mean, they couldn't have been brainwashed since they were kids.
They couldn't have, but I guess you choose to align with people that are like-minded.
It's the thing of that when you give people the opportunity, you're like, I'm giving you the opportunity to kill them. I feel like people who are not necessarily saved, if you get what I'm saying. I mean, how many people, if you were like, okay, the mall is open, go take whatever you want. You get what I'm saying? It's like a free-for-all. Now the rules are not there. Now they do what they want.
I do. But I also get...
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I also get the incentive, though, of saying to someone, you know, these people have been like rubbish to us for a long time. They've That's been also taking true. Everything.
I mean, Germany. Now it's your Germany time to hated get revenge. The world. Germany hated the world, and it's the problem with why the world treated Germany after the Treaty of Versailles. The world was very unfair to Germany.
Yeah.
They put all the blame on Germany, which in fact, it wasn't even the Germans who started World War One, okay? But they had to pay money, they had to give up their military, they had to give up land. Yeah. I mean, they had to take the blame.
Yeah.
You can imagine, I can also, that probably was also a factor.
Yeah.
But like, I just was thinking about it, how did so many evil people, like, what's the chances that they were all psychopaths? You get what I'm saying?
I mean, look at China. Do you know how many evil people are in China? I guess there's a lot of evil people all over the world.
That is true.
Some of them sit opposite you in a podcast. You don't even know that they're German. They're from South Africa.
How did you not know I'm from German?
I did, like, kind of, I didn't put it together in my mind. You know, it takes me time to put things together. Like, oh, you guys are cousins. Oh, you're German. So, like, in my mind, you weren't German.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my co-host. I won't be back
next week.
She says that every week, and yet she keeps coming back. So, you know what? Shut up.
For another week. The last week. No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at / ActiveFM.